Meeting is called to order. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I always want to say amen.
We have a quorum of all three members present. First on the agenda is approval of minutes from the July meeting. This is pending the addition of the financial report numbers. Does everything else look okay? Take a minute to review.
Yep.
I move we approve the minutes.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, first up is clerk's report. I got the title updated, so hopefully we will be able to sell the trailer and the rest of the equipment that has been previously discussed that we're offering for sale. I've also been working on the spreadsheet that the
from FEMA
listing all the roads by mile by mile, and noting if they're gravel or chip seal, and including GPS coordinates or latitude, longitude. So it's been a lot.
I don't
and know. Then
do you think you have to do the latitude, longitude? Just put the miles down. They're gonna know. Mitch. Elena.
It's on the spreadsheet.
I know, but if you just did it the other, because I guarantee you when we did it before, they did not do all that.
Well, I'd rather not have to do it. But, what I'm wondering is, do I need to break it out by mile, which I've already done?
The amount that we put on, you mean? The amount of rock and materials?
Well, they sent us a second spreadsheet this week, and I don't know why we need this one. It seems very similar to the first, but not identical, so it's not a mistake. But there they say, okay, these are the roads that we have for you. You know, Meadow Lark.
Well, we
other
just,
roads
mile
escape
one,
me.
Metal arc, mile
no,
two.
They did not break it out by mile. Okay. I have it broken out by mile, and I was, which made everything like eight times as much work or six times, and they just combined it all, and I was following instructions. Anyhow, maybe I'll ask
the way that
our contact if I really need to keep doing it this way.
Right, and the way that map is, you read it like a book from left to right, top to bottom. And
yeah,
that's the simplest way.
But with some of the little cul-de-sacs and things that we're responsible for,
name
the development.
Right.
Just name the development.
I thought about doing that. I ended up naming the streets.
Well,
and
I
it got us to, I don't even know, 120 rows now that I have to fill in information
77
for. No, because of all the little
more
cul-de-sacs.
I thought that was, see, 6x6 is 36 miles.
Correct.
But we have 77, that's including the cul-de-sacs.
Oh, okay.
Is the way it's always been explained to me.
Okay,
yeah. Well, anyhow, maybe I'll check in with Eduardo or whatever his name is, so I can make sure I'm not overcomplicating something.
My addition's
that's
called
my the, report.
My addition's the Perkins edition.
Yeah,
that's
I
right.
think you just add the Perkins edition and
okay.
say.
And we have nothing on Paul's Valley. The Butler County does all of it.
They do.
Paul Gully's
because of
three.
The paved.
Yeah.
But Paul's Valley 1, 2, and 3. So we do.
Two of them.
Yes.
1 and 2.
We don't do anything inside of Sierra.
No.
Ranch.
No.
So.
No. Okay. Well, I'm going to work to simplify that.
Okay.
Hey, the one guy from Butler County said if you ever had questions, he'd be more than glad to.
Yeah, but this is with FEMA, not Butler County.
But he goes, he's the guy that said, I don't want to step on any toes, but he understands the whole format.
Yeah, I've got several people I can reach out to.
Okay. Clerk's report.
Treasurer's report.
Okay, statement, beginning balance was $499,628.15. We earned $1,667.73 interest. Had 33 checks cleared for $31,245.90, and our ending balance was $470,049.98.
Trustees report?
All I have is down in the discussions, the chip seal is going to begin on August 26th, next Monday. Or is that next Monday? The 26th? Randy made it sound like it was.
Yes, it would.
Yes.
Okay, next Monday. They're not going to close any roads, but if they can avoid the roads that we have listed, it just probably help keep some of that tar off the cars.
So maybe put that on the Facebook page or and on our website. You might do that.
You do the website, and I'll do Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch. I'll put all this information, roads that are getting chip sealed on Monday.
Okay, and how long will it last?
They'll
be done in a day or two,
right?
Won't they? Probably, because it's just this is just patching.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not double.
Yeah. Do you have anything more on that chip seal before we go down to 2 and 3? Because I realized I skipped approved vouchers.
Oh. Well, he's.
Oh, that's more like I just wanted to. Santa Fe Lake, that's half done, isn't it? You know, they're going to close it for a month. It's been closed for 2 weeks, so. I kind of wanted to get with SEEM on that, because all the traffic that detoured around us to get back to Santa Fe Lake Road, they've been watering the roads every day, keeping the dust down, so
okay. That's
a good thing. And
it's nice to have the other crossings open back up, but
yeah,
I guess it's temporary.
And I've been keeping up with Randy on everything. Them patching the roads and stuff. They're completing that this week, and then they'll be able to do everything else. And I'll get the overseer's report. I'll talk about this. So that's all I have with the trustees' report so far.
Okay, thank you. I move to approve the vouchers.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Did you want to say anything about discussion point number 3, King's Construction?
Right. Okay. Put that off. That low water crossing, they're not going to start construction until January now, because Butler County put the bids out. They were supposed to start in June.
Oh, that's right.
And the bids went out, they came back, and by the time they got around to, okay, we're picking Kings, they were so booked up on building bridges right now, the soonest they can get to it is January.
Well, that's coming up pretty quick.
Right.
Where?
I wish it was.
Where on Prairie Creek is it?
Just
halfway, three-fourths of the way.
You know where I live?
About a quarter mile off of 170, yeah. Three-quarters of a mile off of 160.
There's a concrete bridge at Little Water Crossing.
Okay.
That seam I broke.
Yeah. Let's see, what else did I want to? Okay, so the FEMA spreadsheet was one thing I wanted to discuss that we've kind of talked about. So I need to figure out what the second spreadsheet is for.
You mean FEMA, not SEMA.
Did I say SEMA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, FEMA.
Okay.
If you want
to. And then keep in mind that the deadline for the first spreadsheet, and I'm not sure about the second, if it has a deadline, but the deadline for the first one is 60 days from our meeting that we had, which was on July 15th. So we need to get it all filled in.
I'd say get it done by the first.
60 days will be September 1st.
September 15th,
okay.
Roughly.
Let's get it done by the first.
Right.
Let's be proactive. What do you need from me?
And me.
I'm just putting in the names of the locations. So as far as how much work has been completed, I think they are looking for a percentage there.
Okay.
I don't know any of that.
Maybe we all need to get together with the spreadsheet at one of our houses and go over the...
I figure.
Or even meet at the, you know what? Meet at the township building.
It's hot
and
out
have
there.
Randy.
Yeah.
It's hot everywhere.
Right.
And have Randy go over it with us. And he can tell us a better idea of the completion percentage.
I already
We can
know.
Do it out there. We can do it at my house. I'll make lemonade
right.
and cookies again if anyone will touch them.
This time. I am.
You did. Thank you.
I basically want 7 to 10 semi loads per mile to get our rock back to where it was. That's 25 ton a load times 7.
Yeah, I
to
can
10
tell
loads.
Our road is starting to.
Okay, and so with that, we need to know the percentage of completion.
Right.
Right.
And the total estimated cost.
So if.
Because that's.
I need. Okay.
What kind of the idea of the spreadsheet is to give them a big picture.
I keep saying my life's going to slow down. It's not so far. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And shoot then, me a text on what you need.
Okay. I will. And then the other thing I wanted to say about FEMA was that I think at any point in this process we can ask them about certain mitigation measures. They want us to come up with the idea, and then they will let us know if they'll pay for it or not. So
I can already tell you now, Queens Lace is already done. What's the road? Goldenrod was done.
Queens Lace is paved, isn't it?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's that. Okay.
What's the road before Queens Lace? There's two rock roads that go in there. All three of those roads off of 150th going south are done. And I think we can call 160th from Santa Fe Lake Road all the way back to the railroad tracks is done.
Okay.
Indianola from 150th to 180th is done.
Well, maybe we can just schedule a time to sit down. Can we figure that out now before we leave today? When we can sit down and discuss, and then
keep it
if we aren't sure about how some things are looking, maybe we can kind of divvy up and make a plan for driving roads and whatnot.
Right.
Okay, so we're gonna have to do this
either
this
week
or next.
Yeah, it has to be. Tuesdays and Fridays are out for me.
Yeah, I don't like Fridays. I try to be gone.
Okay.
Do you want to do it next Monday?
That would be good.
Let's just, Mondays are usually.
Time?
Yeah.
Steve, I think you're the one who
works
a regular schedule.
We're not
going to
make a whole night out of it.
No.
And I'm going to write a bunch of what I just told you down.
Okay.
So we can avoid driving for about 25 miles.
How early could you do?
5 o'clock's the earliest.
Okay. I'm going to plan on having it at my house, if that's okay with you guys.
That's
we'll bring
fine.
Randy too, if he'll.
Yeah.
If he's able. There we go. And then I don't want to keep us here too long, so just be thinking of mitigation measures. Maybe we can discuss next time. But you talked about widening an intersection. It's too tight for trailers. Okay, and there's no board business. Any citizen discussion?
No.
No.
Damn, we're done.
Okay.
Oh, the overseer's report, we kind of skipped that.
Do you
want me to tell you what Randy did? He did basically all the high traffic roads he's graded, and they've been working on patching all the chip seal roads and keeping up with my complaints. They have talked to Chris Barry in Paul's Valley that keeps blowing up the our page. I don't answer him. I drive to his house and talk to him.
Okay.
And Randy went and talked with him, and he said he can fix it, but it's not going to be pretty. And I've told him, I said, every time this comes up, it started with Chris promising them stuff that never got done. And then I took Randy Johnson down there, and Jeff Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And we all discussed it, and he said, yeah, as soon as it dries up, we'll get in there and fix it. Well, he left before he got it done. And that's when he blew up the our website about, you know, I keep getting put off, and so I sent Randy out there. I'm following up with all of those deals, and
okay,
Randy's fixed most everything I've sent him after this
month.
Good. So that's the overseer's report. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we did things a little out of order tonight, but we did it. Meeting adjourned.
Yep.